Welcome back to the show here inside the Bob's Discount Furniture Studios. And guys, we were sitting here last week, and both of these two guys, Matt Chatham and Jermaine Wiggins, were buying in on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Where I sat there and said, I just don't know about their defense, but guys, what happened to Pittsburgh? Wiggy, start with you. They go into the Meadowlands.
High too.
I know. They're playing well. Ben Roethlisberger should be in the MVP discussion. Now all of a sudden, we're taking him out of it.
Well, look. Ben is who Ben is, and that's what's so frustrating. Guy throws six touchdowns, and then he throws...
Sixth and six, back-to-back weeks.
And then he throws the worst interceptions. Yeah. I mean, like, that's the frustrating part, because they have a good team, they have a bunch of veterans, they have a good coach, they have a quarterback that's been there before, but ultimately, I think when you look at Ben Roethlisberger, he makes a lot of dumb mistakes at times, because he tries to
He extends plays, and that's what happens.
Well, see, that's the thing. He extends plays, and he makes those big plays every now and then, but sometimes you got to extend it, and when it's not there, just eat it.
My reservations with Pittsburgh really had more to do with their defense. I was buying their offense, but that defense is beat up. They lost Polamalu. They had a secondary that hasn't played well to begin with.
It's not Mike Taylor was out earlier in the year.
It's not the old faces you remember. So that was the group that I think causes more concern. That's not going to make them elite. That should never be a pass-first team. And when you see Ben starting to drop back down after down after down, especially when he got Blunt and Bell and some other guys that can run the ball, that's going to be rare.
All right. I think we have to talk about the Cleveland Browns, because they're sitting there at 6-3, and they are atop the AFC North. They're led by Brian Hoyer. Totally forgot that Johnny Football was even on the team anymore. Yeah. Good for Brian Hoyer. Way to go. Make us forget about that clown. So they got Brian Hoyer versus Ryan Mallett. It's Brady backup bowl number one. And I know Coach Belichick was teed up on this earlier in the week. And he took the high road. He said, hey, we're worrying about the Indianapolis Colts. But there's got to be some pleasure to say, boy, it's nice to see guys that we had, that we developed them somewhat. We've seen it with Matt Castle. Who do you like in this game?
I think when you look at Hoyer, Corey's a guy, he's played. He's been playing for the past year and a half. You know, ultimately he got hurt. He's a guy that's shown he can play at a high level in the National Football League as a starting quarterback. I think Ryan Mallett, we really haven't seen that yet. So ultimately, when you look at this game, you got to lean more towards Hoyer than Mallett.
And remember, Mallett is a guy who... I think he's a lot like, I used the Matthew Stafford example in the preseason. We were trying to figure out if he was going to be on the team. I think they have a lot of the same makeup. He's a guy that likes to sling it. He can make all the hardest throws. He's never going to be your most efficient intermediate throw. It's just never going to happen.
But this Cleveland team, I'm telling you, somebody to keep an eye on, because they're coached by Mike Patton. They're well-managed. They got a corner in Joe Hayden. So if you could lock up, you see what it's like here. If you could lock up corners and you match up well, say you get them in a second or first round of the playoffs, Mike Pettine's the coach that was with the Jets that confused, kind of muddied the field for you back when the Jets had some success back in the day when Rex didn't
kiss the thing that's scariest about the Cleveland Browns, they've been accumulating talent on the defensive side of the ball because they keep getting these high picks. Year after year after year, there are all these first and second and even third round picks that are basically make up their entire defense. But it's not an explosive offense. It's a do-the-right-thing offense with a defense that has talent.
The best thing Cleveland has going for them and Pittsburgh has going for them and Baltimore is they play in the same division as the Cincinnati Bengals. We're going to take a victory lap here, because I've been telling you for 3 years on this show, you want to give Andy Dalton $115 million, knock yourself out. You want to extend Marvin Lewis, who's been there for 12 years, has never won a playoff game. Cincinnati will never be relevant in that division, and it's just great to see a guy like Andy Dalton not have the ability to function in the wind in his own stadium.
Andy Dalton, to me, has just never made that next step. At times, he makes the big throw. You know, people say, but I also have to look and say, you know what? He does have some talent around him. So is it really him making that big throw, or is it the fact that he does have some really good talent, A.J. Green, and some of the other players around him?
I totally disagree with both of you guys. So here's the reason. Okay, so I think Andy Dalton is a weird cat. I get that he has
really sold that Pepsi commercial. Makes me want to go out and get a Pepsi.
He's played poorly in big games, and that should count against him. Trust me, I'm not saying that I would have advocated the contract they gave him, but he plays this weird sort of spot in the NFL where people only evaluate him when he plays poorly. He's had A.J. Green gone for several weeks, kept them winning, found a relationship with Mohamed Sanu as Giovanni Bernard was gone. He's had guys gone. We gave Tom Brady a ton of credit, as he deserved last year, for holding things together when he didn't have much around him and the stats didn't back him. I agree that piling on him last week is very much warranted, but that means you can't skip over the other seven games as well.
All right, guys, good stuff right there. We got to talk about the big game coming up, and that's the big one, the showdown out in Indy with Andrew Luck and the Colts. That's next on Patriots.